1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right, cool. We'll go ahead and turn to some scripture in a second. What I want to talk to you tonight about is the other night I got up. It was probably like 3 o'clock in the night. Does anyone else get up in the middle of the night and eat? I always get up in the middle of the night and eat. Last night I got up in the middle of the night and I had some grapes. And Haley hates whenever I get up to eat grapes because she's afraid I'm going to choke or something. Like Kennedy. But so I got up in the middle of the night and I had some grapes. And this other night, on Wednesday night it was, I got up, I had a bowl of Frosted Flakes, okay? And I was standing in the kitchen and I was just thinking about 2020 as a whole and everything that's gone on. I was thinking about people that we've lost this year. I was thinking about everything that's gone on with COVID. I was thinking about everything that's happened with the rioting and all of that stuff. We have an election coming up. And I was thinking about just everything that's taken place this year. And so then that made me start to think a little bit about everything that's happened just in people's lives in general as a whole. Life can be a roller coaster sometimes, right? Life can go up and down, side to side. We don't know what life is going to throw at us. Sometimes life can bring good things. Sometimes life brings sad things. And that's the whole thing about life, is that we just don't know what's going to happen. So whenever I was thinking about this, I was thinking about a common question that I'm asked, especially as a youth pastor, but I think a lot of people just ask this question in general. We say, why God? Why do you allow these things to happen? I was thinking about 2020. I was thinking, why did you allow there to be a pandemic? Why did you allow these things to come into our lives? I was talking to some of the teens a couple weeks ago, and I said, whenever we had our we have a New Year's party every year at our house. And I was thinking, at our New Year's party, none of us imagined that 2020 would be the way it was. None of us envisioned that we would have a huge pandemic. None of us envisioned all the things that would happen. I think about my church back in Texas. I've had multiple people there that have passed away either from COVID or just from natural circumstances. And sometimes we lose loved ones. Sometimes we lose loved ones. Sometimes we go through personal struggles. I think about many Americans that have lost their jobs throughout COVID. I think about people who've lost family members throughout COVID. I think about all these different situations that have affected us. So then my mind goes to the other night and says, God, why? Why do you let us go through these things? Why do you let us go through these struggles? I know you see us. I know you can hear us. And sometimes we wonder those things. And sometimes we question and we say, well, why me? Why do these things have to happen? And our mind can go through this phase, I guess, of wondering. And we look at our life as a whole, and we look and we say, God, I know you gave me good things, but why the bad things? I know that I've had blessings, and I know that I've had things that have been great, but I've also suffered a lot of loss and a lot of heartache. And we look and we question in our lives. So what I want to talk to you about is Farther Along. I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with the hymn. I looked inside of our hymnal. I didn't see it in there. But Farther Along is a great hymn that talks about that we might not understand now why God allows the things to happen in our lives. We might not understand here on this earth why 2020 has been the way it is. We might not be able to grasp and to say, oh, this is why this happened, because of this. And with the way God works, he doesn't always work like that. He doesn't always just lay it out plainly for us so that we can see. And as humans, that's so hard, because I don't know about you, but I want to know why everything happens. My teachers used to hate me in class because I always said, why? Why this? Why that? Why? I want to know why things happen. And God's not always going to reveal the why to us. But we know and we trust that one day, whenever we get to a better place, when we get to heaven, he's going to reveal the why to us. We're going to be able to see everything clearly and look at it and say, I see why you did this, Lord. I see why you allowed this to come into my life. I see why these things took place. And God will give us a clearer picture. But here on earth, it sure is hard to look at it and say, Lord, why? Why are these things happening to me? Why are these things taking place? One person that I look at in scripture is Job. We look at the story of Job, okay? He lost his kids. He lost family members. He lost his servants. He lost animals. All these different things. And then he got the boils himself. He was being tried. He had tribulations in his life. He suffered. And I'm sure Job sat there and said, why? His friends came over and sat there and just stared at him for a couple of days, just looking at him, not saying anything. I'm sure Job wondered in his heart and said, why, Lord? Why are these things happening to me? I'm almost a perfect human being. I don't do things that are really wrong. I'm really good. I do all these different things. I bring sacrifices for me and my children. And Job probably wondered and said, why? Why is this happening to me? I'm sure he didn't understand. But God, in the end, showed him what had taken place. I look at another person, okay, Joseph. Haley's been teaching Joseph to the kids in children's church for the last 3 or 4 weeks. You look at Joseph's life, someone else who was a very, very good individual. but still suffered so many different things. Sold into slavery by his brothers that hated him for no reason. Then once he was sold into slavery, he was lied about by Potiphar's wife and then put in prison for something that he didn't do. Then whenever he's in prison, someone's going to help him, but then they forget about him. Then he sits in there, he finally gets out. And Joseph, a good guy, lived a pretty rough life all of those years. So he suffered. He went through persecution, not because he deserved it, but because God had a master plan. And that's the thing that sometimes we have to take a step back and look at and realize is that God has a master plan. And as humans, we're not always going to understand that. I know there's so many things in my life that I look at and I say, Lord, why? Why do I deal with this? Or why do I have this in my life? Or why would you let me go through this? But I have to realize that God has a master plan, and he knows everything that's going to happen, past, present, and future. And he's up there, and he knows what is going to play out. I can't see the future. I don't know why certain things happen. But we all wonder sometimes, and we all question. So in our lives, sometimes we're going to be like Job. Sometimes we're going to go through trials in our life that are going to come in, and they're going to tear us up, and they're going to wreck us, and they're going to knock us around. We might have people in our life, like Job's friends and his wife, that were telling him, hey, God, I mean, why would he do this to you? You're a good person. Why would God allow these things to come into your life? I remember 2 or 3 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with a brain tumor. It's not cancer, but she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And one of my cousins came to me, and he said, why would this happen to your mom? She's a really good person. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen her do anything wrong. And I couldn't tell him really a straight answer because I don't know why it happened. I don't know why she has it. But you know who understands? God knows. And he's going to play it out the way that God knows what's going to happen, okay? So whatever happens, he already knew about it. And me in my own life, I look and I say, well, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen, so it's really hard to trust. Or I don't know how this is going to play out. I want to have control. And I'm not going to be able to have control in every situation in my life. Nobody can have complete control in every situation in their life because life happens, okay? Life is going to take place. So then I look at Joseph's life. Sometimes we're going to be like Joseph. We're going to be betrayed by people that love us. They're going to put us in a situation that harms us and that might hurt us, and we're going to look at God and say, why? Why would you allow these people that I love to betray me? Why would you allow these people that have come into my life to hurt me and to affect me in this way? But we have to remember that ultimately God has a master plan. Let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29. We're going to look at three different verses and three different passages. So the other night, whenever I was eating my cereal, okay, those thoughts came to my mind, and I said, God, why? Why do we go through these things? Why do we have these struggles whenever you're perfect, and we're trying to serve you? We're trying to do all these things to help you, but we still go through these struggles. And he brought this verse to my mind. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God brought that verse to my mind, and it kind of stopped me. And I thought, hey, God's not setting us up for failure. God's not doing these things to harm us. He's not allowing these trials into our life to hurt us. He's allowing these things into our life because he knows that they can be useful. They can be turned into something that is good. I'll get to that in a little bit. They can be made into something that will bring him honor and that will bring him glory. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. God wants peace for each and every one of our lives. Even in the trials, God still is having thoughts of peace for us. Whenever bad things come across our lives, God is still bringing peace into our lives. I think about the disciples on the boat. They were scared, and they looked and said, Lord, come on, like, aren't you sleeping? Why? God already knew the storm was going to come, right? Jesus knew the storm was going to be there. They had the peacemaker on the boat there with him, and he ended up bringing peace. And in our lives, we're going to go through storms. We're going to go through trials. We're going to go through tribulations that we don't understand. The disciples didn't know why the storm was happening, especially with Jesus on the boat. They didn't know why, but Jesus still brought them peace. And sometimes Jesus is going to let us go through trials in our life, and we're going to have hurts, and we're going to have heartaches that will come through, and that will knock us over. But you know who's still there to bring us peace? He is. He's still there to provide us with that peace. The peace that passes all understandings, okay? A peace that I can't explain, a peace that I don't even fully understand, but peace that God can bring to each and every one of us whenever we go through these struggles, whenever we go through these trials, whenever we look up and we say, God, why? Why are these things happening? He can provide that peace, into our lives. We read the rest of the verse. It says, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. God wants us to have an expected end. Okay, God can see the finish line. We can't. God knows what's going to take place at the end. We can't see that far ahead. And he says, hey, I have an expected end for you. It's going to be good. I already know what's going to take place. You just have to trust me on this ride. You have to trust me on this journey. I remember I used to get in the car with my mom, and she wouldn't tell us where we were going. I'd say, where are we going? And she'd say, hey, just trust me. I'm like, well, where are we going? Oh, just trust me. And she would take me somewhere fun or cool or whatever. And it's the same thing in our lives, okay? We look at Jesus, and we say, Lord, what path are you taking me down? Where are you taking me right now? And he says, just trust me. Just follow me. Because I'm going to give you an expected end. I'm going to take care of you. But you have to stay along for the ride. You have to keep following me. You have to keep staying in my will. And I'm going to give you an expected end. Now let's go over to Romans 8:28. This is a very well-known verse. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. I'll give everyone else a second to get over there. Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That verse right there is such a great, it's a powerful message, because it shows us that no matter what comes into our life, whether it be good, whether it be bad, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So whatever comes into our life, whether it be good or bad, it's going to turn out good for us. It is going to work out in our favor, because God is taking care of us. He is the one who is providing for us. He is the one who is there for us. And if we live by that verse, sometimes whenever those things come into our life, that's all we can just do is say, Lord, I know what Romans 8:28 says. It says that we know all things are going to work together if we trust you, if we love you, and if we're called according to your purpose. So as a child of God, we have to keep in our minds that no matter what comes into our life, God's going to work it out for good. No matter how bad it is, no matter how horrible it is, no matter what takes place in our life, we have to understand that God's going to work it out for good. And I'm going to reference the two characters we talked about a minute ago on the last verse. But we have to understand that no matter what takes place, God already foresaw it. God already knew it was going to happen, and he's going to provide for us. He's going to carry us through whatever that trial is, whatever that tribulation is. He's going to make a way for us. And let's go to the last verse, Genesis chapter 50. Genesis chapter 50. And once we get over there, we'll read verses 19 and 20. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. So we look at Joseph's life. We know that he was sold into slavery by his brothers, and all those bad things happened to him throughout his life with Potiphar's wife, and then going to prison and all of that. Well, Joseph has an encounter with his brothers at the end of the story, and they're scared. They're worried because he's now second in command in Egypt, and they're afraid that he is going to punish them. But I love what he says in verse 20. It says, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. The evil that comes into our life, the sad things that come into our life, all those things that come in, God can turn them into something that's good. If you look at Joseph's life and you just were to lay it all out and look, you would think, man, that guy probably ended up having a horrible life. But whenever you look at the story of Joseph, God made him second in command in all of Egypt. He took all the trials that he had went through, all the tribulations, all of the heartache, everything that Joseph had gone through, and turned him into second in command in all of Egypt. And he had a special place for him because he used him to help with the famine. He used him to help make decisions there. And God turned something that was not a good situation, something that we would look at and say, oh man, he's not going to be doing good. He turned that into something that was amazing. He turned that into something that was used for good. And in our lives, God wants to do that. We look at Job. Job was restored, his animals, his children, even more than what he already had. I'm pretty sure his children was the exact same amount though. And in our lives, God wants to do that same exact thing like he did with Job, okay? He wants to take us, and he sees us having our heartaches. He watches us, and he wants to restore us. He wants to take us and bring us back even better than what we came from. He wants to make us have a better comeback than what we were before. Same thing with Joseph. He took Joseph and said, I know you're going through heartache, son. I know that you're going through trials. I know that you don't understand everything that I'm allowing you to go through right now, but I have an expected end for you. And Joseph stayed on God's path and followed exactly what he had for him. And in our lives, that's exactly what we have to do. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always just going to be a cakewalk in life. Life is extremely hard. And sometimes things are going to come in that are going to wreck us. And we're not going to understand why we're going through those things. We're not going to be able to fully grasp it. But God says, hey, just hang on. Hang on tight to me because I'll carry you through this. I'll provide for you through this. You just need to hang on for the ride. I have an expected end for you. I'll take care of you. Just follow me. And in our lives, that's what I want to challenge each and every one of you, including myself. Just hang on. Whenever you go through something that's a trial, just hang on. Whenever you're going through a struggle, hang on. Because God has an expected end for each and every one of us that are here. Just like that song talks about, so it talks about farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. One day, we're going to understand, okay? One day, once we get to heaven, we're going to know exactly why things happen. One day, whenever we get to heaven, God will say, this is why this happened. And we'll be able to look and say, wow, God, I see how you use this situation in my life to bring greater things for me. I see how you use this situation in my life to bring good for other people. I see what you did there. It's not always going to be easy, but God has an expected end for us. He wants to provide for us. He wants to take care of us. So just remember, God has thoughts of peace for us, okay? He has an expected end for us. If we trust him, it's going to work out for good. So I challenge you to do that. Anytime you go through a trial, keep those things in mind. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. I think about just everyone in general, Lord, in the church that might be struggling, Lord. I think about people in the world that are struggling with COVID and all that stuff, Lord, and just everything that's been going on. 2020 has been a crazy year, Lord, and we don't always understand why you do things or allow things to come into our life, but the awesome thing is that you understand it, Lord, and that you're perfect, you're almighty, you're holy, and you allow those things to come into our life for a reason. So I ask you to help us, Lord, to hang on and to know that you have thoughts of peace for us, Lord, that everything that you want for us is only good. And I ask you to help us to trust you, Lord, even throughout the tough times. Help us to rely on you. Help us to stay with you, Father, and just help us to trust you in everything that we go through. In your name I pray, amen.